Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning, you.
Waking up on a Friday. Still got clouds, and let me check radar here. Still some showers moving around. We're at 50 degrees. By the way, this from Richland County. They have lifted their burn ban, no longer in effect. Yeah, I'm guessing because of the weather. And again, that is in Richland County. But right now, we're talking Wilkin County. We're talking with Brianna Koval, who knows a lot about warnings and watches and things like that. Good morning.
Good morning.
So good to see you this morning.
Absolutely. It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a couple weeks, and yeah. And I haven't got had a chance to talk to you, and I've been just sick about it.
I'm sure.
But now here you are. And it's kind of appropriate with watches and warnings and everything else. It's kind of what we're going to cover here.
Yeah. Yesterday was kind of a messy day.
It was kind of all over the road. Yeah.
Yeah. You never really knew what was going to happen other than the fact that we were getting some much needed rain.
Right.
Very much needed rain. So that's great. I'm sure everyone's appreciating that. It was a good day for, it was a great day for all those farmers in Wilkin County because they had a rain day.
That's right.
And their taxes were due. So it gave them an excuse to go and pay their taxes. So there was a joke that it was raining farmers in Wilkin County yesterday.
I bet. I like that. That was good.
It wasn't mine, so I can't take credit for that joke. But, yeah, yesterday was just a great reminder of severe weather season.
Yeah. We're in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe those were the first watches and warnings that we've had so far this season. So it was a solid reminder that you need to have a plan regardless of what time of day.
Yeah.
So with the siren malfunction over in Wahpeton, where those sirens went off when it was raining at about 7:45 in the morning, great example of how those kids who may not have a parent at home in the morning need to know what they're supposed to do. Thankfully, that wasn't a real incident, but I'm sure they all thought it was real, which you should. You should always believe it's real when those sirens go off, unless it's that first Wednesday of the month test. Take those sirens seriously until you know otherwise.
Because there's a reason it's happening. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's just really a great time to remind those kids who would be at home alone during these summer months, maybe, what they're supposed to do if they encounter severe weather. So where they're supposed to shelter, who they're supposed to call, how you're supposed to track them down, all of these things. It's a great discussion piece to have. And then with those warnings that we had over in Wilkin County in the afternoon, so like 2:30, somewhere in there, we had that tornado warning over there. Now, it was east of Breckenridge, but so many people received that code red warning from our dispatch center that said, and this is a quote from it, you are in or near a tornado warning. Now, we make those messages in there so that you're aware of what's happening around the area.
Yeah.
So was Breckenridge specifically in that warning? No, it was east of town. It was more Fox Home, central part of the county, and et cetera. But you then knew not to go that direction. And that's the idea, is that then you know something's happening over there. We shouldn't be going over there until that warning passes. And thankfully, there was no significant damage or anything from that. No actual tornado touchdown. It was just a strong indicator on radar from the weather service that was a tornadic thunderstorm. But again, gave us some very much needed rain.
Right.
So super thankful for that. It really reduces that wildfire risk. So we're hopeful that moving forward, we can at least have a steadier pattern of rain versus these dry spells that we've had.
So no burning bans in Wilkin County.
I'm not the one that controls that.
Okay,
so those come from the DNR, so you'd have to check directly with the DNR.
All right.
Because they would have different parameters on how to measure when we can exit those burn bans.
Let's talk about.
I would say we're in the right direction.
I love this metaphor you came up with. Let's talk about tacos and warnings and watches.
Oh, gosh.
And the difference between the two, okay? Because
sure.
there is definitely a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've seen the meme on Facebook multiple times of the difference between a watch and a warning relative to tacos. So your watch is going to be when you have all the ingredients ready.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you haven't made it yet.
Exactly. You haven't made it yet. So all the conditions are ripe for a storm to form. These things could happen just like you have all the ingredients for tacos. Maybe you're going to have tacos.
Uh-huh.
And then once you finally make the tacos, that's when you have the warning.
Right.
I know. It's simple.
Simple.
The ingredients are there versus it's actually occurring. So that's going to be the difference between a watch and a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Conditions are right or the actual event is happening.
So what happens if you've just got lettuce and cheese and no tomatoes?
then I think you would be in that severe thunderstorm category where it's like, well, possibilities for wind and hail, but maybe no tornadoes.
That's a great comeback. I love that.
Absolutely.
Let's switch gears because you're an archery mom, and big news with the archers.
So one of our archery coaches is filling in for CHI today.
All right.
And I think this is a great opportunity to bring Mike in from the hallway.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning.
How are we doing? Before we get to your role with CHI, yeah. Let's talk about this archery tournament.
Sure.
What's, and again, share here, enlighten me. What you had
last weekend, we went to Nationals in Kentucky. Mike wasn't able to go, but he did give us the best send-off. He was down in front of the ambulance garage when the parade went by. So he's out there waving, and all the kids in the bus were waving at him. But it was just a really great opportunity for all of those archers to show how well they've done this season. Mm-hmm. And they did. Most of them did. I think all of them did very, very well.
Yes, they did.
And the program just continues to grow.
I'm
just blown away by how many kids you have from year to year, and it just seems to get bigger.
Right, right. It's really fun to watch the kids develop as archers when they go from these low scores as they're learning to becoming some of the best archers in the state.
Incredible. And enough to get them to an event like this.
Yes, because there were two archers that were individuals, qualified as individuals because they were top 10 in the state for Bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the archers that were there went as a team, and they all shot 3D. Which is when you shoot at the animal mounts versus a target. But they all had such a great time.
Right.
And that's what counts, because it's the experience of it, not necessarily the score. But some of them did score very, very well.
Like hearing this.
Yeah. Well, then the bus ride itself was an experience, too.
We're gonna devote an entire segment to Brianna on buses.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, that's what we're gonna call it.
I could write you a novel on the things I learned about myself from
having to sleep on a bus. Let's switch gears. Scouts got an event.
Yes.
Happening this weekend.
The Cub Scouts do.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Do you have the flyer?
I don't, but I have the promo sheet here.
Okay.
Let me get organized.
Remind me what they're doing.
Let me get organized. Well, they've got their Pinewood Derby.
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, this is what I've got. All right. Is that not the right information? Maybe you've checked me into the boards here.
I did check you into the boards because, unfortunately, there wasn't enough participation that pre-registered for that Pinewood Derby.
All right.
I believe they're going to plan it again for next year to see if we can get some community participation, because the intent of that event was to do a community-wide Pinewood Derby so people could make their own cars and race them just for fun.
All right.
And just based on the time of year, May is really, really hard.
Yeah.
Like super hard to plan events, because it's the idea of like May-cember, if you heard that, where it's all the activities that you would have based on like programs and end of years and wrap-ups and all of that like you'd have in December, but it's none of the fun of Christmas.
Okay. So, folks, whatever I've been telling you about this Pinewood Derby, just forget about
it. Just kidding.
But in my defense, Katie was in from the chamber, and she actually touched on it, too. So I said, oh, yeah, that's happening.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well,
so it wasn't just me being,
sorry about that.
Misinformed.
Yeah.
All right.
We're good.
We're good?
We'll pretend this didn't happen.
Okay,
no. It's fine.
It keeps me on my toes. That's what I love about it. Brianna, always great to have you in here talking about things going on and things not going on, you know, every Friday.
You know, life is just ever-changing.
I know, right? Now my weekend can start, and we'll talk with Mike here in a second and his role with CHI. All right, it's 916, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.